Let's thank God for adjustable microphones, or I'll have had one more step to climb. Okay, thanks everyone for having me here. I'm going to be reading a piece from a novel that I'm writing, and it's called Winds of Hamertan. Hamertan is a harsh, dry weather that carries a lot of dust. I have written it first-person narrative, but it's not about me. It's about a girl called Nma, who lives in my head and talks to me and has been begging to be released. I'll try not to introduce the story in detail, as it stands on its own as a short story. But for those of you who are curious, it is the war experience of a young girl who is growing up in an orphanage, and how that experience determines the rest of her life. Winds of Hamertan. A ball as big as the earth comes down from the sky with rain and lightning and thunder, and it hits the ground. I wake up and look outside. It is still raining and the moon is out. Inside, I notice the wall clock is broken, but it is ticking as always. 4 hours more and the BBC crew will be here. 5 hours more and the Red Cross van will take me away from here. If only I was younger, I would fly in an aeroplane with the other children going to Sao Tome, but it's only a small plane and there isn't space for all of us. Sister Augusta said that it was only the little ones that could go, and the rest of us would be going to another orphanage nearby. If I did not have green eyes and such fair skin, a couple might have adopted me before now. I'm now a bit too old for that. I'm going to keep busy. I'll fold my clothes or I'll find something to clean. The thunder strikes again. I did not see lightning. Or is it a bomb? I lie awake, my eyes closed, and I am asleep. This time I dream of the clock. It is ticking a bit too slow and is sitting with me, waiting for the BBC and the Red Cross. I wake up tired. There's no water for a bath. I put on my torn green gown, which Sister Augusta had fixed with a red flower patch. Next time, if it tears, I'll patch it myself. Sister Augusta is too tired these days, busy with all the new children that are pouring in every day like rain. We are now forced to share everything: our bed, our clothes, and our food. Good morning, I say shyly to Mr. Smith from the BBC. Only I'm not shy, but anxious. Sister Augusta always introduces me to visitors after she has done a group introduction of everyone else. She says it's because I'm special, but I think it's because I have been at the orphanage the longest, and she feels sorry for me. She wants people to notice me in case they can help. How long have you been at St. Mary's? He asks. I was born here, I reply. She was brought here when she was a baby, Sister Augusta corrects, and motions me to her. She carries me on her bony laps, and I worry that my weight will break them. Will you show me around? Mr. Smith asks me. I look at Sister Augusta's blue eyes to confirm. Her eyes that used to talk to me now lack authority. They look like sockets on a skeleton. The other children are waiting for breakfast, but there's nothing today. The older ones know that relief food has run out, but the younger ones don't know anything. Their eyes are scary to look at. Their stomachs are protruding with discomforting hunger. They are just crying as usual. It is now normal to be hungry and abnormal to be full. If not for Mr. Smith and his cameraman, it is looking like I am in the land of spirits. Did you bring us food, Mr. Smith? I ask. Sister Augusta frowns, but I can see the smile in her eyes. I have biscuits. I'm not sure they'll do, he says, and brings them out from his bag. I take them and give Sister Augusta to share. Thank you, we'll eat them for breakfast, Come, let me show you round, I say, and I hold his hand and lead him. The cameraman stays back with Sister Augusta and the others. I first take him to the muddy bunker where we usually hide from the bombs. Then I show him the dry fountain where we used to play with water. He takes a few pictures with a camera that frightens me. I've never seen a camera that big. Nma is a short name. What is it short for? He asks me as if he does not share my sadness. It's not short for anything. My full name is Nma and it means beauty. You are indeed a beautiful young girl, so fair-skinned you can pass for mixed blood. He does not look at me. His eyes are wandering to the bunker. I've seen a mixed blood person before, a priest, fair-skinned like me, but he has soft curly hair. My hair is quite thick. What of your green eyes? I've never seen a black person with such green eyes. There are quite a few black people with eyes like mine. The fairness on my body went into my eyes. He bends and looks at my eyes, and then he smiles. When you leave this place and go to a new orphanage, what are your expectations? I don't have any. I just want to leave this place. It used to be so peaceful and beautiful, almost like a playground, but it is now hell. Even the trees have dried up and the rain is dirty. I don't like it here. Do you live in a big city or did you come straight from England? Oh, I came straight from England. I'm a war reporter. I'm trying to capture this war from your own perspective. Is the whole of Nigeria fighting? Yes, they are fighting to keep Biafra within Nigeria. Lagos and most places outside Biafra are quite peaceful. It is difficult to tell that they are at war. I wish I could go to Lagos. He suddenly looks up, and I look up. I can see stars falling very quickly, and they drop in splatters, and then I hear a deafening sound, and I can't hear anymore. I think I've gone deaf. I know I'm in one of my dreams again, and Mr. Smith lives there. He's carrying me to the bunker. But I don't think that this is real. How can we be going to the bunker when there's no siren, no warning? This is not a bomb. Sister Augusta had said that there'll be no bombs because the BBC and the Red Cross were coming. Nma, wake up! I scream. But Mr. Smith holds me closer, and we wait and wait and wait. I can smell smoke, but I still can't hear anything. When we come out, I see the smoke everywhere. It is dark, like it is evening. I can't see anything that makes sense to me. What used to be my home is now a crumble of big blocks of smoky ashes. There's no movement, no cameraman, no staff, no hungry children, and no Sister Augusta. I feel their sad ending. Beautiful souls floating weightlessly to the heavens, and I fear my impending destiny. I look up at the sky. The stars have stopped falling, but I think I'm falling. I feel somebody catching me. I wake up and I see a nurse come to me with a smile. She calls me Nma Smith and tells me that my father has gone home to have a shower and will be coming back in an hour. I'll get the doctor. You've been in and out of consciousness for 2 days, she says. Am I dreaming? Is this a very long dream? Is Sister Augusta at St. Mary's? Is Mr. Smith real? Am I alive? Or is it me that was bombed? I want to open my mouth to ask questions, but I'm too tired. My eyes are closing again. Maybe when I wake up, I will know the truth. I sleep off. The nurse comes back with a tray and a doctor. How are you today? The doctor asks me. Am I alive? I manage to ask. It comes out as a whisper, and I don't think they heard me. My eyes are heavy. They are closing, and I'm sleeping from this dream or this reality. I've had a sad beginning in my life. I pray that I have a happy ending. My eyes close. Thank you.